Well, he talked a lot about his desire to have structure and to be Coach Hart. You got to love that as a coach. Get through to him that way.
Yeah, I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard, and that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such. And part of that is coaching them hard.
Some people like Chris Emma.
A lot of people like Chris Emma. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on the Score. We are live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, getting ready for the next game in this Cubs and Rockies series. And we go out to our Score Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. That is where we find our intrepid reporter. One of them is here sitting next to us, and Mark Grody. The other one is there. It's Chris Emma. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Marshall? Layla, congrats last night. That was so much fun to watch you guys sing. You did fantastic. I enjoyed it.
What about me?
Oh, no.
You're like, hey, Marshall, Layla. Hey, what's up, Grody? How you doing, buddy?
Old friend. Hey, buddy. How you doing? You were missed up
here
today.
Hey, Chris. What's going on, man? Yeah, I'm here.
What's
okay,
happening?
So we know that Caleb Williams is expected to talk today. What's the latest? What have you heard?
Yeah, Caleb Williams will speak today for the first time since the report came out through the Seth Wickersham book, and I'm intrigued to hear from him. Like, it's something that I felt personally that should have happened last week during the first time of OTAs, and it's not necessarily that he owes anyone anything as much as just this is what a leader does. You know, your name and your father's name have been linked to this through direct quotes. It's not anonymous. It's not something that you can really run from, and I just want to hear him step up as a leader. It's a big moment for him where he's going into a second season and things are feeling good, and now it's a story. It's something that's lingered the last couple weeks. So look, he's going to handle it fine. He's going to be great up there. He always is. He really handles himself well in front of the media. He's got a great way about him, and I think it's something that people don't care about, frankly, in this building, but it's a story until it's not, and once he speaks on it, once he addresses it, it's going to go away.
Okay, so We've been waiting on this to happen. I was fine with waiting till this week because I think the original plan was always that he would speak this week. So that's why I'm okay with it, Chris. Do you feel like this is a big moment, or is this just kind of wrapping up some loose ends here when it comes to the story? Is this something we're going to be talking about for weeks and weeks on end?
I don't think so. I think once Caleb speaks about it today and addresses it, I think he's going to do it in his own way, which is candid and honest and genuine. He's got a very great way about him. When you talk to him, just personally one-on-one, but certainly it comes through at the podium, at the microphone. And he's not somebody who shies away from the cameras. He's not afraid of the spotlight. He's lived his entire football life in the spotlight. So it's a little bit of adversity for him personally. I think it's something that I don't think he wanted getting out there. I'm sure he doesn't love the fact that this is something that people are talking about, but I think once he gets up there and speaks as only he can in his own words and with a genuine way about him, as he often does and always seems to do, I think this story kind of goes away after a day or two.
Until the book comes out. I mean, that is part of this, is that was an excerpt from a book. This is an embedded author who they, and you know, for all intents and purposes, invited in on this process. Like, we knew what was going to happen. This is not a rumor. This is not gotcha journalism. This is something where we're going to have more unfold when it comes out in September. But I'm with you, Chris, in that I do appreciate him at least speaking to this. That's the whole point of this. We care about what he also says. I think it's also important to note that his dad acts as his agent in a way, and did in these spaces.
I mean, yeah, look, I think there's been a lot of debate the last week or week and a half since this came out about how Caleb should handle it. I think it's been misconstrued a bit about whether it's a story or a non-story. It's not something that anybody should be upset by, the fact that Caleb Williams felt this before the draft and had his own skepticism about the Bears. I think, frankly, it's warranted based on the recent history of this franchise at the quarterback position. Nobody should hold that against him. But at the same point in time, this is a moment in my mind where it's a test for Caleb as a young quarterback stepping in as a leader, wearing that C on his chest, where as a leader of this team, you got to get out before it and address it. It's just something that comes with the territory. If this is somebody deeper down the roster not wearing that seat, it just doesn't matter as much. It's just not as much to talk about. And the other aspect is the Bears have been trying to act differently as an organization. They've been proudly changing the way that they operate here at Halas Hall. this is a test to that. And I wanted to see them get out in front of it in a way that we've not seen before. And I was thinking about many different controversies of the past, such as, you know, in 21, the Patch.com report involving Matt Nagy and the way that this team has struggled in moments like this when there's a tough story out there. And I just wanted to see the organization respond in a way that says that they're fine, that they're moving past this and they're in a good place. And I think once everything is addressed today by Caleb Williams, once he speaks on it, it's going to go away here pretty soon. And you mentioned, yes, the book's coming out in September, but I think after that point, there's just not going to be as much to talk about because you're going to have football games going on.
Chris, you may have already planned to ask this question, but I really hope you get a chance to ask him, A, if he's been able to get an advanced copy of this book and read any of it, he or his father, and B, whether or not he sees more information coming out that might get this much attention when the book itself does come out.
Yeah, those are good questions. I'm curious to know that. What I want to know just on the personal side is, did Caleb know that these quotes are coming out from his father, and did he want it to be out? And it's a difficult place for him. Like, you know, he's a young quarterback stepping into this spot, and he's got a lot on his plate here. But like I said, I think he's going to handle it great. He always seems to do well at his podiums. He's a really easygoing, genuine guy, and I think that's going to come across today.
And it is important to know more about his dad, I think, too, because that could inform us what's going to happen. Like, if Caleb turns out to be great, like a lot of people still think he is, and I am one of those. Like, when it comes contract time, you know, is his dad going to be front and center and involved? And obviously he had some heavy influence. So I'll look forward to kind of hearing those questions answered. Let me fire off a couple of things here for you, Emma. Are the Bears practicing indoors or outdoors today? I know it's been, like, rainy here. I don't know what it's been like in Lake Forest.
They are practicing outdoors. I was told that was the plan all along. I'll give you some interesting context here because, and Grody, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's the walk out to Field 1 just outside of Hallis Hall. And in the past years with Matt Eberflus or different coaches, the music's been bumping, and it can get really loud out there. The music's not bumping now with Ben Johnson. It's quiet. It's softer. And they're focused on coaching these guys up right now. In fact, I was planning on doing this just straight from the sidelines here, and I can't do a radio voice on the sidelines because it's that quiet out there now. And they are coaching these guys hard. There was a moment, I'm sure you're going to hear it about it a little later, but they were not getting lined up quickly enough. The head coach let them hear it, like, and everybody on the field heard it. It's different right now. This is not the way it used to be where it's got a fun, easygoing way, and you got the music pumping. The guys seem like they're having a good time. Like, this is May football right now, but they are getting after it, and they are hearing about it when they don't do things right.
What did he say?
I can't say it on air.
Really?
I love that.
Was that nasty?
This is what we were told was going to happen by other people like Lomas Brown, like other former Lions.
Yeah, Ditka's
like,
back.
Like, they told us that this was going to happen. So any details from that is very key.
I mean, yes, it's one of those words you absolutely positively cannot say on radio. And there's been a few moments like this. There was one last week with Cole Kmet. And I tell you what, like, there's a lot going on in the field. But when you hear something like that, your ears obviously perk up. And you think, who said that? Which assistant coach was it? It's rarely the head coach who's yelling like that. And think about Matt Eberflus just never yelled. And Matt Nagy wasn't somebody to raise his voice too often. John Fox certainly did not. Tresma was never that guy. Lovey had a way of getting through to his players without yelling, without raising his voice at all. They're going to be hearing from this head coach out there, and that's a good thing. This is something that this team needed, and we heard so much last year with guys saying that they want to be coached, that they want to be coached. They're getting coached out here right now.
Sounds like you got to line up next, Emma. Sounds like you guys are going to hustle when the whistle blows.
I mean, I'm telling you what, it's been really eye-opening to watch that. And I had heard about this all along as you talk to people who have been around Ben Johnson. And the thing you keep hearing, and I go back to this point, is that he's a really smart guy. But usually those smart guys are soft on players. And he's a really tough guy. Usually tough guys aren't the smartest coaches out there. He's both. He's a combination of intelligence and bringing a scheme to this group, but also somebody who's going to really hold them accountable. And I absolutely love that combination.
Chris, I have to ask you, outside of this whole Caleb Williams situation going on right now, what are you most interested in that's happening out there today?
you know, the tackle rotation is something I'm going to be watching all throughout. And take the word rotation as you will, because they're going to be mixing that up. We saw Karan Amagaji, obviously, last week getting those 2-1 reps. Ozzie Trapil is getting a chance, and he's going to continue to mix in with that group. Braxton Jones, as we know, is going to be out till training camp. Curious to see how he falls into the place with that as well. They are open-minded. And we saw this last week with a perfect example in a guy like Noah Sewell, who I think a lot of people wrote off the last few years. Like, he's getting an opportunity, and that's an example of this coaching staff being genuine with their word. If it's a fresh start in every way, whether you were great last year or whether you had a lot to prove, you got something new with this group, and you got to go show up with this coaching staff. So I think in the case of this tackle competition, which is obviously such a big spot to fill, they're being really open-minded, giving those guys those valuable reps.
Chris, I don't know if this is something you can reveal yet. I do know how things work out there at the Hall, but is Luther Burton back practicing?
You know how it works, Greg. I'll just say he's not out there. He's not going to be out there. He's not out there today. I don't know if we'll see him next week for veteran minicamp. We'll figure that one out. Obviously, it's something that they said is going to take a little bit of time. Soft tissue injury, but they've not really given too much for details in that spot. So I'm curious to find out more about that one.
Chris, thanks for risking your job for me just now.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Putting your life on the
line.
He's
trying to get you to get the Grody treatment he got so many years ago.
Yeah, I did. I
well, and, now, and your next step is to now be chased by somebody on a riding lawnmower for an extended amount of time on the air.
It happened,
it's
Chris.
It's always fun doing these ones on the sidelines. I remember last year during training camp, the chairman of the team came up to me mid-segment, and usually you got some fans coming up to you when the sidelines are full. There's always a lot going on here on the sidelines. But like you said, I'd never had this before. I had to kind of move inside because it's so quiet and there's so much coaching going on out there. Like, my voice was getting in the way. So I'm kind of standing in this awkward spot here in the middle of Hallis Hall and trying not to say the wrong thing in front of the wrong person as we do the segment.
Well, get your butt back out there. What are you doing talking to us?
Hold on. There's so much coaching going on. Like, that observation by itself is worth
what
this segment.
What a revelation. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, too, when we get into training camp, and now I'm seeing a flag being thrown, and I'm wondering if you're going to – I'm inside now, so you won't be able to hear what's being said. But, like, these position coaches are a reflection of Ben Johnson. These guys are demanding of their players. And if you're out there on the sidelines at training camp, like, you're going to really take notice of that. It's been my main observation for these, what now, 3 or 4 different practices that I've been able to see so far. Like, really zero in on the way that Eric Bieniemy coaches his running backs or Dan Rocher coaches his offensive line. Like, you're really learning a lot about the style that with which these guys work.
Love it. Well, Chris Emma, thank you so much for joining us from Hallis Hall with a little bit of a preview of what we can expect to hear for tomorrow and what you're seeing today.
Take care.
Okay,
thanks, Chris.
Thanks,
bye,
Chris.
Bye. Take care. With the take care. You know, you could say goodbye. Take care.
See you later.
Take care.
Until we meet again.
Yeah.
There's so much coaching going on.
Yeah, that is.
What was it like?
That's scary. No, you're right.
All this coaching going on. What? It is amazing. Isn't it funny, like, just because he's yelling, we all think there's coaching going on? So I guess yelling means coaching?
Well, not necessarily. It just might mean that because there's somebody speaking to the players in front of them,
yeah,
that they can't be speaking off to the side.
Foose didn't know what to yell. He's like, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Play better.
Tactics.
The picture tactics. You're painting right
we,
now.
We saw buddy. A lot of tactics tacticking.
Yeah, we did. A lot of tactics.
Tactics. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that, again, 2 weeks in a row, apparently Ben Johnson was agitated. So, good.
Our goal
Let's
is
keep him agitated.
So to matter Ben Johnson is better for the Bears?
I guess. It's hilarious. This is what we have early. You know what I mean? It's OTA season. This is what we do, you know?
It is fair.
Body language, all that stuff.
Do I understand that we have some Meatball Machine clips on our stretch last night?
Oh, goodness.
All right. That's
Thumbs
next.
Thumbs up from Ray.
Raheem Harris, Grody, and Ray on the score.
DJ Ray.